Okay.
I'll read chapter 5 of 1 John first. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and in this the victory is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the birth of the Spirit which bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. There are three that bear record in heaven: Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whosoever we ask, or whatsoever, excuse me, that we ask, we know what we have, that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother in sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sins not, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and the wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even as in the Son of Jesus Christ, his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Go back and look at it. Whosoever, literally there's several words here, should be all the ones that believe that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. All the ones that. And all the ones that love him that begat, or the one that begat, loves the one that also is begotten of who? Should be God. I mean, that's the understanding of it. Who begat everything? God. Okay, verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. What does that tell you? What does that verse tell you? What would you call that? Well, what I'm trying to get at is it's conditional. I mean, he's telling you something here, it's conditional. When we love God and keep his commandments, then we know we are the children of God. If we keep his commandments and love God. See, so it's a conditional thing. If we don't love God, does that mean we are a child of God? Not according to that, is it? It says we must love God and keep his commandments. That's how we know that we are children of God, when we love the children of God and keep his commandments. Verse 3 says, should say, because this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous or literally burdensome. It's not a burden to do the things that you do. Something you have pleasure in doing. Verse 4 says, because, it starts out, should be the word because, all the ones that is born of God overcomes, or literally subdues, the world. Now, let me ask you a question. When you say world, like I said a while ago, we were talking earlier about the world, two different words, right? Gehe is the globe of the earth, and cosmos is the orderly arrangement which is inside of man, the mind of man. Okay? And this word here is cosmos. So we're looking at the inside of man. So let's just make us understand this. For all the ones that is born of God overcomes or subdues the orderly arrangement in their mind. Hear that? That's what it's really telling you. You need to overcome that arrangement that put in your mind that Adam put on us from the very beginning. If Adam hadn't done what he did, would we have been in the shape we're in now? See? And God gave us that from the very beginning. Say, hey, look, He did it. By Adam, all fell. And by Christ, we'll all be made alive in His time. But right now, we still have remnants of Adam hanging around in our head. And this is the victory. And this word victory is not what you... Victory gives you a wrong meaning of it. And this is the means of success, is what it should say. This is the means of success that overcomes or subdues the cosmos or the arrangement in your mind. The messed up arrangement in our mind. Okay? And what is it? It's our faith. It's our faith. What'd you say?
You said if it's a messed up.
No. I said, what overcomes this is our faith. Our faith in God. Now, it is the messed up. We all have messed up stuff in our heads. And the way we overcome it is by the faith in what God said. Not in believing that there is a God. Everybody's got some kind of God they worship, whether they believe it or not. But this is talking about having faith into what God said. Yeah, faith. Yes, pistis. Verse 5 goes on and says, who is the one that subdues the cosmos, but the one, if not, the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? When we believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that tells us we're doing what? We're subduing the cosmos in here, inside of us.
Because before you said I was God. I am.
Yeah.
I will.
We are, but we still have a thinking process problem. See, that's that double-minded man that he talked about in here. That, you know, we still have remnants of that natural man trying to confuse and mess up. And that's what's causing the problem. We've got to get that single eye like the dove, that single mind, a single vision of what God is saying, and not have a spiritual view here and a natural view over there.
So the cosmos is not God. It's
your cosmos belief. Is you.
I know. You're believing
in the flesh.
You're believing here. You subdue it by believing
the truth.
Your cosmos is not God. It's Christ is God.
Christ is God, is the God in you, but the cosmos is what the other thing, the flesh thinking, has got you into believing.
By switching your thinking into
His thinking.
Not relying on the cosmos, you're me, myself, and I, what I think.
But it's on what He says.
It's what God says.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And said, so this is the one that came through water and blood. What's He saying? The natural birth. He came by the Word of God, but He also came through the bloodline. Okay? The natural birth. Not in water only, but in water and blood. That's the natural birth. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Now, most people think when we say the Spirit, we're talking about a Spirit of God that's running around the earth, tapping people on the head with a wand, anointing them to do special things. Now, you can laugh at that if you want to, but I'm going to tell you, the biggest part of the people who go to church believe that. Do they not?
Call upon the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. They act like He's not there. See, unless they call Him. Well, He's dwelling within them, but they don't believe it. See, do they believe what God said? See, they're not believing what God said, so how could they possibly fulfill what they're supposed to do as long as they believe He's out there floating around somewhere, and until they holler at Him, He shows up? That ain't going to work, is it?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of fairy tales that the church has got people believing in, because that's what it takes to get the money raised.
That would be almost the Spirit of God in you is 24/7.
Sure, He never leaves.
That would be like the definition of 24/7, Spirit of God in you.
That's for eternity.
Yeah.
Okay, in verse 7 it says, because there are three that bear record in the spirit realm, not heaven, the spirit realm. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. It's Hagios Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And verse 8 goes on and says, there are three that bear witness in the earth. What are you? The Spirit and the water, which is the Word, and the blood, which is the life. These three do what? They agree. Okay? Or literally, they are one. These three are one. Didn't say the word agree isn't there. They are one. Okay? Verse 9. If we receive the witness of humanity, the witness of God is greater. No dissension there, is there? Because this is the witness of God, that He has testified of or concerning His Son. This is what He said. The one that believes, or the ones that believe, not on, but eis is the word, into. The ones that believe into the Son of God. Now, why do we say into? There's a reason for it. Somebody say in the Son of God, or to the Son of God, or whatever. But still, the word actually says into.
So, into His thought process.
Okay, it's exactly right. When we change our thinking process into His thinking process, we're changing from Adam to Christ. And that's what it really is. So when we change the way we think, and isn't that what it is, putting on the mind of Christ? We're not allowed to have two minds, are we? Put on the mind of Christ, mind's got to go. My way of thinking has to go. It has to be His. Do that again, 10. So, the ones that believe into the Son of God has the witness where? Where do they have the witness?
In themselves.
See, so when you believe into the Son, you have the witness in yourself. The one that believeth not and not God has not Him or God. Excuse me. I'm messed up on reading that again. I'm trying to read two things at once. The one that believes into the Son of God has the witness in himself. The one that believes not God has made him, God, a liar. When you don't believe God, it's like, if I tell you something and you don't believe it, what would you say to me?
You're a liar.
See? And that's what you're saying to God when you don't believe what God says. Not what the English version is, but what God said in the language from way back. Okay? So we're calling God a liar. I wouldn't say that would be a very profitable endeavor to stay in.
It's not very wise.
Not very wise at all. Because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, the word record, what do you think that really means? You think he handed him a vinyl record? You think he handed him some paperwork? Well, he gave him evidence. In the Greek word there says, the evidence given. He gave evidence to prove. And that evidence was Christ himself that he gave to us, into each one of us. When Adam was formed from the dust of the earth, God placed his spirit in him, didn't he? Okay? The law of physics is this. It cannot be disproved in any way. Seed produces like kind. When Adam reproduced with Eve and Eve came out of Adam, guess what? They could only reproduce what they were. Correct? So if Adam and Eve had the Spirit of God in them, then guess what? So is everybody else on the face of this earth. Are they aware of it? No. Do you think Adam was aware of it at the time?
No.
No. Until God opened things up, we don't understand it. Okay?
So that record is his
Spirit. It's evidence given. It's to Christ.
It's to Christ in you.
It's a Christ in you.
Cool.
And it said the record that God gave concerning his Son. Where's his Son located? In me, in you, in everybody else. They're not aware of it yet. I wasn't aware of it for many years of my life. But I know it now. Verse 11, and this is the record or the evidence given. Now here it tells you again what it is. This is the evidence given that God has given to us eternal life or the ageless life. And this life is where? It's in his Son. It's in Christ. So if he gave us Christ and Christ has the ageless life, what do we have? The ageless life. It's that simple if we stop and think. I love that little thing Lois showed me on Facebook the other day. It showed this little girl sitting at a table like this, holding her head down like this. She says, oh God, it was so much easier to believe before I started thinking. And it's the truth. Until we start to think, we just listen to what someone else, someone mindlessly babbles about something they don't understand. And we say, oh yeah, that sounded really good. I've actually heard in years past people walking out of fellowship and saying, well, that was good today, right? Yeah. What did he say? I don't know. It went over my head. Well, how could you say it was good if you didn't understand what was said? It went over your head.
Because it grows your emotion.
Because you're afraid to say, wait a minute. Tell me that again because I didn't understand it. And that's the way it should be. You should have the right. How many places could you go today and say, wait a minute, I don't know if I believe that or not. Can you reiterate that again? Most of them say, well, we'll talk later. I can't do it now. I'm ministering now. You have the right, and you have, and to me, I think it's an obligation to anyone sitting listening to someone to teach, then you have an obligation to question where it comes from, the validity of what they're saying. If you don't, you're gobbling up whatever, you know.
You need something that you
that I can get a hold of.
Yeah.
I have to be able to understand what they're saying. We're in 12, right? The one that has the Son has life. And the one that has not the Son of God has not life. Let me see something here. I want to read something to you there. Where's this other Bible? One of these other Bibles here somewhere. What's that one? Okay. The Living Bible really says some things pretty good at times. I know a lot of people knock on that thing, but I've seen some pretty good understanding come from it. Come on. I'm going to read this from 10, 11, 12, and 13, okay? In the Living Bible. Okay. All who believe this know in their hearts that it's true. If anyone doesn't believe this, he is actually calling God a liar, because he doesn't believe that God has said what God has said about his Son. And what is it that God has said? That he has given us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. So whosoever has God's Son has life. Whosoever does not have his Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the Son of God, into, so that you may know, cross out that word may, so that you know you have eternal life. Thing says it right on the money. And so many people get so cramped up about King James, and probably as messed up a one as there is. Okay. Verse 14. And this is the confidence, literally the word says boldness. This is the boldness that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. There's a little two-letter word that should go with that verse. If. The biggest word in that sentence. If. If we ask. If we don't ask. Didn't Jesus say you have not because you ask not? It's a conditional thing. You have to ask. Do you also remember where the disciples came to Him and say, when did we ever see anyone teach with such boldness? Okay. So He's not like the disciples. I mean, not like the Pharisees. Well, if you truly understand what you're saying, why shouldn't you have confidence in what you're saying and boldness? See, most people are not confident. If you challenge them, you blow them right off their railroad track that they're following because they don't know what they're doing. If you know what you're doing, if you know what I said about, Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. If you understand it well enough, do you think anybody would take you off your course?
No.
You know what you're talking about. You just do it. Okay, verse 15. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask, or literally what says desired in King James should be asked of Him. Verse 16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, and I can show it to you in just a second. I'm going to read this verse. He shall ask, and He shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. And all unrighteousness is sin, therefore is sin not to death. Okay, let me go back to 1 John 3. Just back up a little bit. Verse 10, I think, or 11. Yeah, verse 11. See if this sounds like what we're doing right back here. Because this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. John wrote more than anybody else about love. Why? Because he laid his head upon Jesus' breast and listened to the heartbeat of God. He truly heard. That's just a symbol. But he heard things that nobody else heard, none of the other apostles heard at that time. Not as Cain, who was one of the wicked ones, the evil ones, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. Why did he kill him? Because he was evil and his brother's works were righteous. And he was jealous. Jealousy will turn into murder. Verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby know we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hates this world's goods, the cosmos, and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Okay. Isn't that what we're talking about back here? Same thing? It's about the love. And love doesn't just mean saying, I love you, and hug somebody and go away. If there's a need, you help them. Even when it hurts. In that verse 17, I'll touch that again. All unrighteousness is sin. The word unrighteousness literally is injustice. All injustice is sin. And there is sin not to death. We know that whosoever, or all the ones that is born of God, sins not, but the ones that is procreated of God keeps or guards himself, and the wicked one, the Poneros, the evil one, touches him not. Now the word touch literally means to attach himself to. Okay? He attaches himself to the evil one. How would you attach yourself to one? How would you attach yourself to the evil one? Any thoughts?
Take part in it.
Agree with it? Jeremiah 17:9 says something. The heart of man is desperately wicked and evil above all things. Okay? So, what do you think the evil one is? Right up there. What did you say?
My own ego.
Exactly. Your own cosmos that we have. All of us have a cosmos that we create. Okay? And that's the evil one. And we know that we are of God, and the whole cosmos lies in what? Evil. It says wicked, King James. It should say evil. It's the word poneros. But the word world there again is cosmos. See, if you're not aware of those different words, you just don't understand what he's talking about. You're lost. Okay? And we know that the Son of God is present, not is come, but is present, and has given us an understanding, or he's given us discernment. That makes sense? We know the Son of God is present. Where is he? He's in us, isn't he? He's in every human being on the face of the earth, but they just don't believe it. And he's given us understanding or discernment. In order that we cross out that word may, because it's an added word, in order that we know the one that is true, and we are in him that is in true. He that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ, he is the true God and eternal life. He is the true God and eternal life. Where it says, this is the true God, it should be, he is the true God and eternal life. And then he throws this little thing at the end. What's that all about?
Worshipping other things is more important.
Right? Now, when he says, keep yourselves from idols. Idols, most people, and I know you guys know better than this as being an idol, you know, an inanimate object. That's not necessarily what he's talking about. You know that. But here's what it says in the Greek language. It's an image, real or imaginary. It could be the phantom of your mind. See, that's them cherubim. Remember that? That create those creators in our mind that does all kinds of things that we don't necessarily ask them to do, but we agree with them. And that's how we're attaching ourselves to the evil one, when we agree to those things that are not godly. It's really very simple, but it's not simple until God opens your mind up to see it. And I can't say to somebody out on the street that's never heard of this that it wouldn't be confusing to them, because it would be, wouldn't it? They've never heard the truth. But he said, if you continue in my word. He didn't say if you read it once. I've talked to untold numbers of people who said, well, I read the Bible once in a while. And they think that just cleared everything. It's wiped the slate. Like one of those etch-a-sketches, you know. Just pick it up. I read it. Shake it a couple times and I'm clean. It's not so. You have to continue in it. You have to stay there for the rest of your natural life. As long as you're trudging through this life, you've got to stay with it. It's amazing.
Also, so if you get put to the test, shake you, that the real truth doesn't get shaken off of you, you forget.
Yep. It's really amazing how gullible most people who go to church are. I'm not talking about quoting words off of a page. I'm talking about understanding. And didn't he just say right there he gives us understanding in verse 20?
Yeah.
He gives us discernment and understanding. So we can understand the things that he's wrote, the deep understandings that most people don't understand. And it's not for everybody to know them yet, is it?